So we're heading back now, back down towards Herne Hill Station as part of the Herne Hill Expo and the Herne Hill Treasure Hunt. I think we went wrong by starting this too late in the day, but we've completed around two-thirds of the clues. I'm getting a few snide looks from Dr. Anna. I think two-thirds. I've been most impressed. These clues have been incredibly well thought out. We were looking for a noble emporium somewhere along Half Moon Lane, and we struggled. We couldn't find a noble emporium anywhere. It wasn't to be seen. And then we found the newsagents, noble newsagents, and that was a noble emporium and a very, very cheeky, clever clue about gas fitting. Now the next clue, or our next location, really should be one of my South London spiritual homes, the Velodrome at Herne Hill, but that's going to be a bit off beaten track. We've got to head back to the main checkpoint by 5, and then we're going to go to the Lido Cafe for a quick meal, and then out to the Velodrome for the evening's Halloween event there. So I think to double track back to Lavello will just be a bit of a waste. This has been good though, it's been fantastic. I thought I knew Herne Hill rather well, spending much of my time at the Lido and at the Velo and elsewhere around the area, but I found all kinds of back streets and new routes that were unknown to me. So if anything, that has been worthwhile coming to the Herne Hill Expo. Hopefully this will become an annual event. I think it certainly deserves to be. Because it has created a bit of a buzz around the area and in the community. Right, back along Half Moon Lane, we're going to go past the Half Moon Lane pub and resist all temptation for a cheeky top-up and submit our two-thirds completed treasure hunt form.